from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. It's Mason, August 11th. Here's what I'd flag before the open. Let's get into it. First, from Lesustan 1, Futurist ETF Futter Rocket Lab $RKLBQ2 earnings report. Revenue, $234.1 million, representing a 62% year-over-year increase and beating consensus estimates of approximately $231 million. Segment breakdown: product revenue reached $181.3 million, while service revenue hit $52.7 million. Earnings per share EPS -$0.08, missing the consensus estimate of -$0.06 to -$0.07. The slight miss was directly attributed to $8.6 million in transaction costs related to the company's recent strategic acquisitions. Net loss narrowed to $49.3 million, an improvement from a loss of $66.4 million in the same quarter last year. Next, second, from Miss Talk, are hourly earnings rising too slowly to cause inflation? That's the claim by two prominent names. I respectfully disagree. The lead chart shows the percent change in hourly earnings for production and non-supervisory workers from the same quarter a year ago. That change is 3.53%. If we use percent change from the same month ago and we use all workers instead of production workers, it's 3.15%. I use production and non-supervisory wages because the all workers data series only dates to March of 2006. I use quarterly averages for smoother numbers. Up next, third, from Elliott Wave 2.0, S&P 500 E-mini Futures Daily Elliott Wave Analysis. The S&P 500 is in the terminal phase of its cycle degreed advance. The daily structure since late 2025 shows a completed wave 4 correction, a clean 5-wave subdivision building from the April low, and price now breaking to new highs above 7,780. In my read, this is not the start of a new sustained bull phase, it is the final 5th wave. And then, fourth, from Bloomberg Markets, China's teapots may boost Iran oil buying as stockpiles dwindle. So, China's oil storage facilities, also known as teapots, are running low on crude. We're talking about a 20% drop in their stockpiles from last year, which is a pretty significant decline. This is happening because China's been trying to manage its oil imports, and it looks like they're getting closer to their storage capacity limits. Meanwhile, Iran's oil exports have been increasing, and some analysts think this could be the major buying opportunity for China. Next, fifth, from Bloomberg Markets. Colombia inflation unexpectedly slows, easing pressure on rates. 4.5%, that's the new inflation rate in Colombia, down from 5.05% the previous month. This slowdown is a bit of a surprise, and it's easing the pressure on interest rates. The central bank has been raising rates to combat inflation, but this latest number might give them some breathing room. The inflation slowdown is largely due to a decrease in food prices, which is a big deal in Colombia. Food makes up a big chunk of the consumer price index, so when prices drop, it has a significant impact on the overall inflation rate. This news is also having an impact on the Colombian peso, which is strengthening against the US dollar. A stronger peso makes imports cheaper, which could help keep inflation in check. It's a bit of a virtuous cycle, and it's good news for the Colombian economy. For now, it looks like the central bank might not need to raise interest rates as quickly as they thought. This could be good news for borrowers and investors, who were getting a bit nervous about the rapid rate hikes. We'll have to wait and see how things play out, but for now, it's a positive development for Colombia. That's the read. Watch the tape. Ignore the noise. Back tomorrow. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.